This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's actually something Allah expects every human being to be working towards. We want to be able to access wisdom. We want to be able to live with wisdom. So what in the world is wisdom?
This new short series is based on the findings of Dr. Saqib Hussain in his PhD thesis, Wisdom in the Quran, which was summarized and presented by Ustad Nu'man in front of a live audience. The link to the full paper is in the description. In episode 1, we're looking at the purpose of learning about wisdom.
But when I was doing the lecture series on Surah Al-Jumu'ah, the ayah came that mentions wisdom, that Allah sent a messenger among the unlettered people, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ He recites Allah's ayat to these unlettered people. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ He purifies them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ He teaches them the book. وَالْحِكْمَةِ And He teaches wisdom. And when we got to that portion of wisdom, I've studied the subject before, and I became a little more curious than I was before, looking into what Allah means by wisdom. Why is He saying, okay, He teaches them the book, that sounds like the Quran, He teaches them the Quran, and then He mentions He also teaches wisdom. And so I wanted to take a deeper look at the word wisdom. I was very fortunate that one of the people on our team, Dr. Saqib Hussain, whose paper I'll put a QR code on the screen tomorrow, inshallah, so you guys can take a scan of it and you can get access to his paper too. He did a PhD paper out of the University of Oxford on hikmah in the Quran. And it's a 350-page exhaustive PhD paper. And I started reading it when I was in Germany, and I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this while I'm in Germany. So I stopped. I completed my series on Surah Al-Jumu'ah, but one subject was outstanding, a good look at hikmah in the Quran. And so I've been trying to gather my own thoughts and kind of go through his PhD paper also and discussing the subject with him. And so my goal, inshallah, is not to do justice to his paper or justice to the topic. I think I'm going to take some of the most important pieces of that discussion, of what I think every Muslim should know about wisdom in the Quran. Why is this subject important? Why is that such a big deal? Why is it so, is it something really fundamental to our religion? Like growing up, you heard or you learned that the most fundamental things in your religion are 5 pillars, for example, right? So everybody knows how important those are. Everybody knows how important Ramadan is or Hajj is, and you don't have to be explained that that stuff is important. Prayer is important. Is hikmah, is wisdom, some extra thing for really old, wise people? Or is that something as important as the prayer or as important as Hajj? Or is it that fundamental? And I'm going to try to argue that it's actually one of the most important fundamental bases of our religion. It's not something you get to when you get to a PhD level. It's actually something Allah expects every human being to be working towards. We want to be able to access wisdom. We want to be able to live with wisdom. So what in the world is wisdom? How does the Quran define wisdom? How did the Muslims who first became Muslim in the first couple of centuries of Islam, how were they thinking about wisdom in the Quran? Right? There are also interesting questions about before the Quran came, how were the Christians thinking about wisdom? How were the Jews thinking about wisdom? How were the philosophers before, outside of religion? How were they thinking about wisdom? How were the Arabs before Islam, before the coming of the Quran? How were the Arabs thinking about wisdom? And did the Quran come? And the Quran has different audiences, and different audiences have different backgrounds, right? And how did the Quran come and talk about wisdom to people? Many of them have different definitions, don't they? So imagine if you're sitting in the audience and there's a Christian in the audience, and there's a Jew in the audience, and there's a Hindu in the audience, and I say, prayer is important. If I say that, prayer is important, do you think each one of them will think of the same thing? They'll all have a different concept of what prayer is, isn't it? So when I say the word wisdom, somebody who's been studying philosophy and they hear the word wisdom, they have something else in their head. Somebody else who's been studying literature has something else in their head. They all have different definitions of the same word. And the Quran is using a common word, even though people that were listening to the Quran Some of them were coming from pagan religions like the Mushrikun of Arabia. Some of them were Christian. Some of them were Jewish. Some of them were agnostic. You know, some of them were just philosophers. They were just poets. And Allah is talking to all of them. And by extension, Allah is talking to all of us, right? And He's using this common word, wisdom. So it's going to become an important thing for us to explore. So now I'm going to get into it. I'll give you a warning. Today is the boring day. Tomorrow is the exciting day. That's the plan. So my plan was to just have you survive the boring material today so that we can get to the juicy stuff tomorrow. And that way I convince you to show up again. That was, this could totally backfire. This could go so badly because then you'd be like, this was so boring. Oh my God, I can't do this again. Right. So this could go either way, but I'm willing to make that experiment happen. Okay. So let's begin with some introductory comments. I usually don't use PowerPoints and slides. I've started doing that more and more. I didn't do this for you. I did this for myself. So I just make sure I cover everything that I wanted to cover. So if you're going to try to take pictures of the slides that I show you and stuff, do it. You're never going to use it. I know you. It's not like, oh, let me look at the pictures I took of the screen and contemplate. You won't. You'll just go to TikTok and watch some cat play the piano or something. Like, that's what you're going to do. So be real. Okay. So anyway, so let's begin. If you guys can show the screen, the first thing I want to show you is the mission given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to call people to Allah, right? To call people to Allah's way. Simple enough. But how did Allah tell him that? Allah says to him, for example, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. Call to the way of your master with hikmah. And I'm going to use wisdom loosely. Call to the way of your master with wisdom. The mission of the Prophet ﷺ is to call people to Allah. And Allah is saying, you must do it with this one weapon. What's that weapon? Wisdom. And actually, the with can be, you have to do it wisely. So the way that you call people has to be full of wisdom. And the things that you're going to say when you call people, they have to be full of wisdom too. What is it that you're going to say has to be wise? And the way you're communicating has to be wise also. You know, because I'm a student of psychology, there's an element of psychology here. So let me explain that to you. If I want a child to listen to me, there's different ways I can tell a child to come here or to sit down, right? And some of you parents know what I'm talking about, right? So if it's your child's misbehaving or they're not listening and you want them to sit down, there are different ways you can do it. You can do, if you're from certain parts of the world, you can look at them and say, "Oi!" And that's enough, right? Or if you're a mom, you'll just say, "Tere bako batongi." I'll tell your dad. That's enough. That's enough, like, you know, indhar for him. That's enough reminder of the akhirah for him. He'll sit down, right? But you know what? If you and the child listened to you, but what the child also now internalized is the only time I should listen is when there's a threat, right? So when there's no threat, then I have no need to what? I have no need to listen. Now, if I have some wisdom, I might say, how do I get this kid to sit down in a way that even when I'm not here and I don't want them to do this, they still won't do it in my absence? That is not just me instructing. That's me trying to communicate with some level of what? Wisdom. That's wisdom. Husband and wife get into arguments, not in Manchester, everywhere else. You guys are immune. But you get into an argument, and every time it's the same conversation over and over and over again. And after the 100th time, you in your head, you're like, they just said this, and you're thinking in your head, oh yeah? Well, what about... And then you know how that sentence goes, and you've used it 57,866 times before, and you know when you say that, you know what the reaction's going to be, and then what the counter, you know the whole thing. You know this is the same match. It's been played the same exact way several hundred thousand times. But you know what? You're like, I'm going to do it again. You know what that communication lacks? Wisdom. It's wisdom, because you're running into the same, you're not recognizing the pattern, you're not recognizing the problem. So Allah is telling His messenger, you have to communicate, telling people to come towards Allah is not enough. You have to tell people to come towards Allah using wisdom. You have to use wise words. And by the way, practically speaking, if I'm speaking to a senior, will I use the same words as if I'm speaking to a child? Will I speak to a scholar the same way I'll speak to a student? Will I speak to a stranger the same way I'll speak to a family member? No. I have to look at the situation. I have to look at the person. I have to look at my place. I have to look at the context. Is this the right time? All of that stuff, right? So you know what that means? Wisdom necessitates, if you're going to call to Allah, you have to be really aware of the situation before you decide to communicate something. So many moms come to me from around the world, and I wish this wisdom every mother learns. My son, he used to listen to me. My daughter, she used to listen to me. I don't know what happened. They don't listen anymore. I keep telling them to pray and they don't pray. I don't know. Can you tell them to pray? I was like, yeah, so when did they stop listening? I don't know. Can you please tell me when they stopped listening? When they became teenagers. How soon before, and by the way, when did you get them a phone? Can we look at some of the other factors that were part of this? And how do you tell them to pray? It's salat time. Namaz parna. It's such a beautiful way to call to the way of Allah with wisdom. Right? Like, prayer is supposed to be the most beautiful experience where a human being makes an attempt to connect with God. And now, the moment somebody says prayer, you hear your mother's nag first, and you hear the call to Allah second. In fact, you almost don't even hear the call to Allah. In your head, you hear your mother's nag first, and now you don't want to pray because you're so annoyed, not with God, but with your mom. And your mom says, maybe if I yell some more, it will work. So, ud'u. إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِلْ It's a fundamental call. Like, imagine these people, these, you know, if you don't know anything, I have a lot of Arab friends. That doesn't justify what I'm about to say, but man, my Arab friends, are they stubborn? Oof. I thought Pathans are stubborn. I'm Pathan. No, Arabs, man, oof. And changing Arabs from the way they were to what they became, right, to leave all of their culture, all of their practices, to go against their family, to go against their elders, and to change the way that they did. You can't just tell them to change and they're going to change. They were called towards Allah using some special secret sauce. And according to this ayah, what is that secret sauce? Wisdom. It's almost as if I'm trying to tell you the world changed because da'wah was done through wisdom. The world is the way it is. We're Muslim today because the Prophet lived by that principle. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. That hikmah. I'm just trying to give you a taste of why hikmah is important.